For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You should have been pulled in the forefront. They have faith in you. You should have been pulled.
The season is almost over. We've got a very special guest today, and that's right, Govier without Deary. But there's someone new in the building. He's in the building. Brady is here. Brady graciously donated his money to Palapalooza 2022, and now he has won the golden ticket to be a co-host with Michael Govier today on the Palazzo Podcast, live. This is the main big show, the baseball show. Yes, we got football now. Deal with it. Get over it. But at the same time, nothing's changed. We've got the main big show with Christopher Deary and Michael Govier, and we've got the Palazzo Podcast Prospects Power Half Hour every Wednesday with Benjamin Chase, Michael Govier, and Phil Goyette. Don't miss the last one. If you did, go back and check out the breakdown of the Arizona Fall League rosters. Today, Brady and Govier are going to talk about what they learned this year. What races remain? Which leagues do you need to tighten up and lock down? Lock it up before it's too late, with only 5 days remaining in the MLB season in 2022. And with a special treat to close the season, Govier goes back to Bozo Fest the day before opening day of 2022, and he plays some clips from himself and others. Some nailed it, others not so much. You gotta call your shot when you go out in public, and that's what we go back to take a look at. Who nailed it and who biffed it? Nothing personal here, folks. Just some good old-fashioned recall. It's gonna be a doozy of an episode, and you know you can always count on the Palazzo Podcast to be there for you. When everybody at your job hates you and they're begging you to quietly quit, we'll be there for you. Take it away, boys!
Utah, give me two.
Good afternoon, everybody, or whenever you are seeing this, whatever time it may be. I am Michael Govier, and you are now experiencing the Palazzo Podcast! Woo! This is going to be the final analysis, and we've got a very special guest today. This is the first time we've ever done this. We've never had on somebody who won something that we gave away. They donated. This man right here donated to the Pod of Palooza that Justin Mason runs every year. Shout out to Justin and what he does with Potapalooza every year. It's so awesome. But guy who won and donated was this guy right here, Brady himself. Brady, welcome to the show. Thanks for being a part of the team today. I know it's been long overdue, but we finally got you aboard here.
Yeah. Thanks again to you. Thanks to Justin. Happy to be here. This is not something I expected, but happy to take part.
Hell yeah. You sound good. You look good. I mean, you are a handsome man. Let's just be honest about that. Wow. You are some serious eye candy. And I hope that brings our viewership up a bit today as they see Brady joins the show. Brady will just say whatever he wants, however he wants. He's the co-host today. And I'm glad that you're here, Brady. Brady, what's your story, man? Hardcore baseball lover, more of a part-time lover? What's the deal?
Yeah, definitely gotten a little more serious in recent years on the baseball side. Always been involved in sports, following football, baseball, basketball, fantasy sports, more limited to fantasy baseball, fantasy football, but started playing NFBC like a couple years ago before COVID, and then of course a little fewer distractions, so played a little bit more in recent years, but having a blast trying to cash in at least one league here as the weekend wraps us up.
Yeah!
Hell
yeah, that's great. I started playing FBC in 2020, so I'm still new too. It's a whole new experience to me. Do you find it's just like anything else, or was there a learning curve? What's your thought on that?
No, yeah, definitely more competitive across the board. I had just messed around with some home leagues, some ESPN leagues, and those are good too. But yeah, the 15 team challenge is fun. You got to go deeper into the player pool, obviously, and then just you find that for the most part, people are playing longer, being more consistent throughout the year, all the way through September.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's something I learned along the way. It's basically just, you know, competitive people and people who check out. I got an OC where some people look to clearly check out and a few other people who are still heavily involved. It's like any other league, any other home league, a Yahoo league. NFBC, the stakes could be higher because you could spend more money to be in bigger leagues if you so choose. But other than that, it's pretty much like most other platforms to me outside of that.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm certainly not going for the high stakes tournaments anytime soon. But yeah, even just the online championship or the, I've been doing the, this year I tried the 50 round draft and hold, which definitely learned my lesson last year. I just can't handle like multiple fab leagues. It's just too hard. Sundays throughout the summer and spring, kids, family. I really struggle to manage fab across like 2 to 3 leagues even. So I'm going to try and limit myself to one fab, push more to like the best ball style approach, maybe even some 50-50s or something.
Wow. Okay. Well, so we won't be seeing you at the main event in Vegas?
No. No, I got a ways to go before I get there.
Look, you know, it's a big commitment financially, but once you get there, you're basically playing, again, just against a competitive group of people. There's people who pay for the main event, which is $1,750, and they just kind of give up. Total failure.
I mean, flawless victory.
Very strange to me, but I would never do that. I'm just going to blow $1,750. Who cares?
Certainly not. Yeah, not to mention the travel out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other thing, you could always do an online one, which is, you know, I got into this argument, not an argument, it was just a debate on Twitter, which is what Twitter does. Twitter's the home of debates. People complain, people argue. That's what Twitter does best. But Twitter can also be a positive place. And I've said that many times before on this show. So you guys know me, should know that. If you don't know me, learn that. But I thought that people who were in the online versions of the main event had an advantage. It seemed like the people who were there in person were more dedicated and stronger players. But apparently the data doesn't show that. I think Rob Silver cleared that up for me as well. I had this feeling that since I finished third last year and I played online, and now I'm going to finish, I don't know, the best I could do probably is sixth in this one this year, and I played in Vegas, I felt that there was a disadvantage, but that was debunked, so that's totally bogus.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, if I ever get there, I'll go online, but now I might as well make the trip to Vegas.
It was just one of those perceptions, yeah, it was more of a confirmation bias I was trying to give myself, which is total BS. And, you know, confirmation bias can be a real pain in the ass. But that's okay. All right, so Brady's here with us. I'm so glad he is here. He's the winner. Yeah, and he is somebody who donated to Potapalooza. So you know he's a good person. And now you know that. There you go. The more you know. I got to tell you, this show is about looking at the season that was. We finally have enough stats where we can basically look at what happened here. It's like, wow, look at all this stuff that went down. We've got a full season of stats. And now we can go and look back and see what some people said. So what I've done here is I went to the opening day stream that I did, opening day Eve. I had out a ton of people just popping in and out. It was 3 hours long. So all kinds of people came aboard. And I tried to time code as many moments from the show that I thought we should go back and take a look at and talk about, because some of them are funny. Some of them are very well done, astute observations, and some of them were just plain wrong, flat out wrong. Mistakes were made. I realize that now, and I can't deny that.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah, that is putting it mildly. But even myself, you know, there's something related to Javi Baez that you'll probably hear in a little bit where I may have said something really, really stupid.
Wrong!
Yeah, I was way wrong. But first, of course, we'd like to do the business time. So let me pull up the business time music and we'll get rolling on that tip. Brady, do you have business? Are you a businessman?
I do work, yeah.
He does. He has a job.
I work in easiest way to summarize is digital marketing, specifically search engine marketing. Optimizing websites for search engines.
Yeah, I got a buddy, Luke. I think he does exactly what you're talking about here. Really helpful. Taught me a lot about SEO stuff and optimization that I learned for the podcast and for everything I do. So it's definitely stuff that needs, you know, it kind of was like the Wild Wild West, and now it seems like we have a much better understanding of it, and it's kind of been organized into its own entity, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely matured as a marketing channel over the last, even just like the last 10 years. But yeah, certainly, especially for like videos, or even if you just run like a blog or a small website, there's a lot of best practices you should be checking out.
Hell yeah, I love it. Don't be surprised, folks. All right, business time. You like Fly of the Conchords, Brady?
Oh, yeah.
Not really my jam.
Now we're going to make love, you know how I know.
Okay, that's
because
fine.
It's Wednesday.
That's right. Hey, we can't win them all. I'll tell you what, it's pretty funny stuff. Always something you should check out. And in the business time section today, it really is just want to thank you guys for the season. We're at that point where, you know, it's pretty much over. We'll do one more show next week. The show will probably be on Wednesday for sure. We'll definitely do the Prospects Power Half Hour, which we do every Wednesday. Jamie, wow, dude. Oh, yeah, here you go. Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Welcome, Jamie. But, yeah, we'll do the Prospects Show on the final day of the regular season, which is next Wednesday, October 5th, I think. And that'll be it. Then it'll be playoff time. And we'll pop up for some playoff stuff. But definitely going to be doing more football stuff after that. Brady, you also play football, so have you been right so far on any players that you drafted?
Yeah, I mean, best ball, I played a lot of best ball on DraftKings, so Lamar Jackson starts been nice. Home league 3-0, so I can't ask for more than that.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. Well done. I love Lamar Jackson. I'm such a fan of his, and what he does on the field is so exciting, such a badass. And I love that he's putting himself on the line this season, just like Aaron Judge did this year. He bet on himself. And I was thinking about what were the greatest seasons where somebody bet on themselves and it really paid off. I was trying to think of them. And, you know, Aaron Judge's will always stand out among the best ever. I know it's the most recent one, but it's so good in such a crucial time for his career. Very, very impressed by that. And I hate the Yankees. I do. Everybody knows that. I don't want the Yankees around me. I don't like the Yankees. I don't like the East Coast bias. By the way, do you live in the East Coast, the West Coast, the Southern America?
Yeah, I'm East Coast. I'm down south in the Atlanta area. It's been fun baseball around here with the Braves the last year or so. I was going to ask, pure speculation, obviously, but what do you think happens with Judge? There's no way New York can let him go after this season, can they?
You would think not. Not that he's become a part of history. They're kind of like screwed into it. It'd be shocking. But then again, you know, Freddie Freeman left the Braves last year.
Yeah, that was extremely surprising around here, and it seems like it's working out for both sides, but
that
was surprising.
I mean, it looks like some nefarious moves, some behind closed doors BS went down.
But yeah, I don't know what the details were with that contract, but he had an awfully hard time coming back here. If you saw those clips, he was basically falling.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah, it was hardcore. I mean, it was really intense, and I feel for him. But, hey, life goes on. He's on a really good team now. And he lives in California and L.A. It's not a terrible life, so I'm not going to feel that bad for him. But
he'll do just fine.
I'm not going to cry about it anymore. I'm going to move forward. I do appreciate the emotion that he shared, and I find that to be powerful, and I love when players do that. But, yeah, life goes on.
Well, why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags?
All right, so thank you to everybody this season. Seriously, that's all I can say. All the guys have been so loyal to the Discord, too, which is free. Palazzo Podcast at the top of the Twitter feed.
You talk.
There's a pinned tweet.
Give me two.
Which I will eventually remove here because our season's over and I want to move on from that. That's the longest I've ever pinned a tweet. Brady, you remember the longest stretch that you ever pinned a tweet? Because this one's been for like 8 months.
Yeah, I barely used the feature. I don't know. Maybe a month.
I know. It's a strange category that I'm going to start asking more people about, actually. I'm going to lock that in. So I am excited to have a new pinned tweet on the Palazzo Podcast Twitter handle. We've grown a little bit. That's nice. And, of course, the Discord has grown. It was the first year we did Discord. Really love it. Brady's in there, too. I hope that gave you all the access you deserve because you paid for it. So I hope you have that.
I do. Yes, thank you.
Okay, great, cool. Well, it's a good resource because beyond me, Benjamin Chase, who's the co-host on the Prospect Show we do every Wednesday. He's really, really good with the prospects. So if you play Dynasty Baseball, it's something you want to have connected, be in the Discord, learn from a master like Ben, and it's all free. I mean, he gives his time. He's such a selfless dude. It's insane. It's really impressive. Jamie says, it was an awesome season. I'm glad I found the pod. Right on, man. Rock and roll. Cool. Isn't that nice, Brady?
Can't beat that.
You can't beat that. You're right about that. And then that's it. Off season. Gonna take a break. Arizona first pitch next month. Have you ever been out to any of the spring trainings? You ever been to Florida? Or because you're not far from Florida, so.
No, I'm not that far from Florida. But no, I've never gone to any of the spring training complexes. It seems like Arizona's awfully nice, but my favorite team moved out there a few years ago. The Reds. They moved from Florida to Arizona, but.
You're a Reds fan.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I love the Reds. I lived in Cincinnati for a year back in 04, 05. It was great.
Yeah, no, I mean, beautiful ballpark right there on the water. Great town. Good baseball fans, but just not a lot of organizational support at every level at this point. They're kind of tearing
hell
down.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But they got a lot of young players. I mean, Arizona Fall League, speaking of that, I'll be going out to first pitch November 3rd through 6th. Baseball HQ puts it on. It's a great event. There's still tickets available. I think they got a sale run through today, possibly. Double check that, baseballhq.com. But first pitch, Arizona is mixed into Fall League, and there's going to be some really good youngsters from the Reds who they acquired. Matt McClain's the guy they drafted, but yeah. Nuelve Marte, who we covered on the last Palazzo Prospects Power Half Hour Wednesday. We went through every Arizona Fall League roster, and we got Benjamin Chase's thoughts on some of the lesser-known guys, but I asked Ben, I'm like, hey, you think Nuelve Marte will be the stud MVP of the Arizona Fall League? And he said, well, maybe, maybe not, but it doesn't mean he's not going to be a great player for the Reds. So they got a lot of great players. They traded guys at the right time, and they got tons of prospects back. So I'd actually be kind of excited about the Reds.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, it does seem like they did a great job with the trade deadline for a change. You know, it stinks to give up such good players, but yeah, at least we bought a couple years of hope and can wait for these young guys to arrive. 2 minutes in heaven is
better than 1 minute. Absolutely. I've always enjoyed the Reds. They're just a fun team. They're a classic National League team. I love the Reds. I love the Mets. I don't really know why that is. That's just my thing. I'm a Tigers guy in Detroit, but I don't. Yeah, there's nothing else I can say about that. So,
wow, dude.
Yeah,
I feel you.
All right. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate your support, Brady. It means a lot to me because it's been a tough stretch. But that's it for the first pitch run. So make sure if you try to get out there that we get to hang out. Anybody who's going out there, November 3rd through 6th. I'll be doing my videos too. So for those of you that can't be there, don't sweat it. Not everybody has the money to make it happen. I totally respect that. So I try to give people as much of a sense of what it's like to be there and the happenings during the day. It's going to be a lot of great names in fantasy baseball who will be there. And I'm very, very excited about it, even though I haven't reserved my own plane ticket yet. I really need to get on that stat, but I will get it done. And FTN, you know, I got all my work. I got the final Groovin' with Govier will be out this Monday. That's right. The last one of the season because baseball will be over. I'm going out with a bang. I'm really going to try to give you guys one last hurrah. Remember, it's totally free. Yes, FTN has subscriptions, but Groovin' with Govier is completely free. So you click on the link. I usually share it on the Discord or my Twitter handle, Palazzo Twitter handle. It's easily found. I put it in Reddit, even let those people tear it apart and like a bunch of hyenas. And it's a great piece. I'm really proud of it this year, and I'm really glad that I got to do it. It all started with Fantrax, so full credit. I want to give Fantrax a shout-out. Thank you, Fantrax, because you really got me on the roll there writing. And I wrote the piece, which I was calling Baseball Confidential, and I wrote a ton of those. And then when FTN hired me, I started doing a new article called Groovin' with Govier, and it's a little different than the one I was doing before, for sure, but I got a lot of reps from Fantrax. I want to thank Eric Cross and my main man, Doug, over at Fantrax. Shout out to those guys. Thank you so much. It's been a great season. I want you guys to know how much I appreciate it, how much I appreciate you guys, and I'm really happy that me and Eric are going to win our tag team league. It looks like it's a done deal. We're going to be first place, and that's great news because that means money. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, all of you. Anybody I interacted with all season, if I forgot you, if we had a connection, if we learned something from each other this year, thank you so much for doing what you did. It means a lot to me. It really does. The show grew again this year, and that's all you can ask for. We continue to grow. And now that we're doing fantasy football, we'll grow a little bit more on that side of things. Baseball ends. Football continues forth. That way we can do stuff all year long. And the Patreon exists, too. We still got some of you in there. I mean, the baseball part's basically over, but the football stuff is still rolling. I did a Thursday Night Football streaming consciousness article last night to give you some of my thoughts on what would happen between the Bengals and the Dolphins. So if you're into that, you got to get aboard the Patreon, and it starts for as little as $3. Pretty cheap. And yes, I think that is all the business that's fit to print. I will leave it there. So I really want you there. If you can't make it there, you don't want to be a part of the Patreon. I completely understand. But, you know, I prefer that you weren't that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Be the guy or the girl or whoever you are that wants to be a part of the Patreon. Because I'm telling you, I put some work into it. And it's only going to get better with football. All right. So having said that, it's time to move forth into the show and get into what we usually call leading off. Right? Do I usually call it that? I do. And I have it right here. There it is. Okay, here we go. So in leading off, I usually give the catch of the day, which is always a lot of fun.
Our first catch of the day.
Brady, is there a guy this year that, you know, the season's over, you're looking back, you say, wow, I'm really glad I drafted that guy. One guy in particular.
I took a bit of a chance on Austin Riley. If y'all remember when he first came up, I guess that was 2 years ago now, he was just an embarrassing amount of strikeouts. I don't know what his strikeout rate was, but it was really, really high. He looked totally overmatched, and then kind of showed some signs later on, corrected it. And, you know, the batting average was a little bit of concern. Obviously, the power was zero concern. But there was a stretch there in the first half of the year where he was probably a borderline MVP candidate. Unfortunately, the last, like, 4 or 6 weeks, he's really cooled off, and I felt it. But he had a really strong stretch.
Absolutely.
Genius, genius, genius.
Great call. Austin Riley was a part of me and Eric. We're going to win the tag team. I mean, we have 5 more days, but we're going to win the tag team. We have a big lead. It's Roto, 5x5. It's pretty much over. And taking Austin Riley at pick 49, I think it was a really important pick for us because he locked down third base all year. Better, I think he's had a better season than Rafael Devers, I want to say. I have to double check that. But
was that about his ADP, 50? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was. I think, you know, 50 to 60 max, and okay. I'm pretty sure we took him at 49 or 57, something. No more longer than 58 for sure.
Yeah, I think I took him a little bit earlier than that. It might have been the early 40s or maybe even hair earlier. I will say honorable mention for me is Adolis Garcia of the Rangers. Everyone kind of doubted his profile, which made sense, but I was just purely looking at it from power-speed combo. And I don't care if he hits 230 or 210 even. But he has outperformed even more maybe this year than last. And what is he, like 2020 now? 2020 plus?
Close to 20. He's close to 30-30.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you. That's a great call. Again, genius, man.
Genius, genius, genius.
Amazing. Look, those are great calls. I love it. I took... You know, by the way, I've always called him Adolis. So is it Adolis? Am I a moron? Because I feel like it's Adolis actually sounds a lot better. Adolis Garcia. You're right.
I would defer to you, but...
No.
That
sounds better. I'm going to start saying that. You help me out. Thank you. Adolis Garcia is the man. He's got 25 steals, 26 home runs, and he's held down a .250 batting average. Sure, he doesn't walk much, and the K rate's at 27%, but, you know... If you need steals and power, and where you got him, that's the thing, though, Brady. If his ADP goes up for next year, it becomes a little less valuable to me. It's still great. You want to have a 25-25 guy, of course. That's wonderful. He's basically what Randy Arozarena is, but he's 100 picks later than Randy was going this year.
Yeah, no, I don't know where he'll end up going next year. It seems like at certain levels, people are still doubting his ability to repeat it, which I think is fair. But yeah, I'm sure he'll be a little bit more expensive next year, which will at least make me think twice. But I do see it here on Baseball Reference. It does appear to be pronunciated Adolis. So Adolis.
Yay! See, look, we learned something. I'm so glad we learned something on the show. Can't trust it! I could trust that, so don't trust me. Patrick says, get your damn plane ticket. Yeah, I got to get my damn plane ticket, okay? You're right. Sorry about that. Jamie says, what do you want to talk about? Oh, him and Bob are having their own side chat. Never mind. We'll just leave them in the live chat over there. It's like you and me, Brady. We're having our own chat here on the show, and they're over there doing their thing in the live chat. Guys, ask questions freely. Yeah, have a good time. Go for it. Don't stand there like the house by the side of the road and watch it go by. Get involved, guys.
And he stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by. Struck him out.
Do you know who Ernie Harwell is, Brady? Oh, man.
Nope, I sure don't.
That's a damn shame. That really is.
Should I?
Go Tigers.
Should I know who he is?
No, I mean...
Go Tigers.
I guess you shouldn't know. He was a Tigers broadcaster for like, 40 years locally. So if you didn't live in the area, that's fair. But he is in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he's basically like the Vin Scully of the Tigers. So I think you shouldn't know him if you were just like an average baseball fan who didn't give a shit, but it seems like you know enough about baseball that, yeah, I would say you probably should know who Ernie Harwell was. A hell of an announcer, a really genuine, friendly guy until the end, as far as we could tell, anyways. So.
Yeah. If he's in the Hall of Fame, which I should probably know him for sure. So
Scully a start.
Really?
He left, and then Vin Scully took over for him. So in the Dodgers back when. Yeah, like when they were the Brooklyn Dodgers, I think it was that long ago. So just some fun stuff to know. It is neat. It's cool. Okay. So anyways, what the hell are we talking about? Oh, the catch of the day. So the catch of the year right there. Those were some great calls. I like that. Well done. As the season closes, some players that have been on a roll lately that will have me wondering if it's real or not. Because last year, we're going to talk about this momentarily. In fact, I'd love to play it now, but I'm going to wait just a moment. Carlos Hernandez was a guy that pitched well for Kansas City last year. In fact, my guy Patrick Ryan, who was just chastising me for not having my plane ticket, he was asking me about Carlos Hernandez when we met up in Vegas because he was with his buddies doing their live draft at a different hotel. I walked like 5 miles in the Vegas heat from the Bellagio to the Westgate, and I met up with him. I really wanted to meet him in person because we met through the show last year. He's a cool guy. And he was telling me, Carlos Hernandez, he looks terrible in spring training. And Patrick, you're right about that. Carlos Hernandez is not existent now. Last year he was fun and he had a nice end of season. Poof. Doesn't exist this year. So I think it's important to remember those things. That someone who does well right now doesn't mean they're going to be around next year and they're going to do what they did. It's really important that we dive in, break it down, and make sure we're clear about why that person did what they did. Was it valid? Was it a fluke? Was it stuff that is, inflated numbers that aren't real?
We're going to get all in your face and point out your fault.
I think it's fair to ask these questions. But over the last part of the season here, I want to mention a few names really, really quickly. It's kind of my catch of the day, last call as the season comes to a close. And usually it's, like last 7 days, last 14 days, some guys have been playing really, really well. And, Stephen Kwan has been unbelievable. He's hitting really, really well. He's cranking up towards 300 now. He's not going to win the batting title because I think Xander Bogaerts and Mr. Judge are very, very locked in on the batting title. But Kwan has been killing it. So Stephen Kwan was also middling, though, during the season. Right now he's a catch of the day, but there's a stretch there from June and July where there's just nothing going on. The steals really picked up in August. I think I talked about this either on this show or last week. I do so many shows. FTN over there. By the way, you guys should be checking out FTN Fantasy. That's where I do Grooving with Govier. I drive it down your throats. FTN Daily, FTN Bets. I do my own plays, college football, MLB, yada, 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 NFL. I try to make you money. If you can't afford to gamble, by the way, do not gamble, okay? It's very, very important. Brady, I think this happens a lot. People get into gambling. It's becoming more legal everywhere. In the state of Michigan, it's completely legal. And all you hear about all day long is FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, Jamie Foxx is hawking one thing, and JB Smoove is hawking another thing. And, it's just everywhere. But don't gamble if you can't afford it. Sounds simple enough, doesn't it, Brady?
Sounds like good advice to live by, for sure.
Do you partake in sports gambling?
So I can't use like the sports books here in Georgia. Certainly DFS, if we're going to categorize that under there, definitely enjoy setting, both cash and tournament lineups, mostly the former, but trying to find the right combos. I think for baseball, it's just such a grind, But you do get pretty decent rewards if you play a little bit every day. So I've been, last couple of years, I've been doing the bare minimum to get like the most rewards for baseball, and just makes those summer nights a little bit better having that extra action.
Oh, that's so nice. I'll tell you this. I thought baseball was the hard. I started doing DFS baseball last year, and I thought it was brutal. I was like, wow, this is really hard. But now I've made peace with it. I think I was just a little bit overwhelmed in the beginning. And there's really some money to be made in the last month. When everyone's focused on football, a lot of people are half-assing it, and there's not as much competition in baseball towards the end. The last month of a season, I've learned this from a couple of the guys over at FTN, like Mr. Jones and Blickle, Alex Blickle. These guys are wizards. They're very wise with DFS. And this is a good month. This is a good month to play DFS and have a few winners go your way.
Yeah, and see, that's good to hear, because I always wondered, like, at the end of a season, whether it's baseball or football or whatever, is it that? Is it that people are not really paying attention and so you have an edge? Or is it all the normal players or squares, if you will, are gone at the end of the year and only the sharps are left grinding with all their models and all their projections? So that's good to hear that most people are seeing more success late than more competition.
Yep. I mean, during the middle of the summer and the early part of the season, it's just jam-packed. It's what everyone's doing because that's all there is for the most part once NBA and NHL end. There's just too many people involved. Too many damn people playing DFS. Too many dicks on the dance floor. It just happens that way.
I can't do the NBA. I can't handle that. No, it's too much for me.
I love it. I love NBA too. I love NBA. It's fun. I can't wait for the season to start. We're already here. We're getting towards the nexus of the universe where all the sports are playing or starting or ending at the same time. It's a lot of fun. Chad. What's up, Chad? Chad from Twitch. By the way, Chad is getting ready to do his first show over on Twitch under the Palazzo banner. That's right. Chad has agreed to boost our Twitch power, our Twitch cachet. We're not very popular on Twitch, and Chad is out to change that. And he just did it because, you know, he wanted to get some reps too, and he got inspired to start doing it again. But he's also helping us, so thanks, Chad. You're a great guy. Shout out to DoorDash for canceling my sub order from a good restaurant and leaving me to order from somewhere new only to get brick bread and cold meatballs. That's a bummer.
Not great.
What's your favorite DoorDash, Brady?
I don't know. Whatever's on the mind, I can get anything, right?
That's true. You could.
No limitations, yeah.
I think it's ridiculous. People who order fast food through DoorDash, though, I got a real problem with that. There's no way in hell the fries are not going to be warm. If you order McDonald's through DoorDash, no way in hell the fries will be warm by the time it gets there. No way.
That's very true. If you're going to go eat fast food, you might as well go get it yourself.
That's right. I mean, if you're going to make that mistake, do it right. Good God. Also, happy Francisco Alvarez Day, boys. That's a great call. Shit, I should have mentioned that in the catch of the day. I forgot about that. I talked about it earlier on the FPN MLB Picks and Prop Show. Happy Francisco Alvarez Day, everybody. That's very cool. He got the call up for the Mets. He's a very big catching prospect. Chad invited me. Sound Money. What's up, Sound Money? Can you use the brick bread to cook the meatballs? Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. Bob says, I just did an MBA. I did MBA when my sons were younger, but never really liked it. Okay, Bob. Well, there you go. You're in fast company or good company here. I wanted to mention a couple of the guys. I mentioned Stephen Kwan finishing strong. I think that's for real. Next year, you'll want Stephen Kwan for steals. I don't know if 20 steals next year seems very doable.
Kwan also started hot too, right? Didn't he come out of the gates really hot and then cool down? Or am I making that up?
You were not making it up. That's a great point. That's an absolutely great point. Good call. Yeah, he started hot and he closed hot. That's nice to have, I guess. Just like to have a little bit more in the middle. Nobody can be hot all year, but
right,
something to think about. Taylor Ward is back, by the way. The Angels, remember, he was killing it again early part of the year. In May, he was on a tear, and now he's back. He's got 5 home runs over the last 2 weeks, 460 OBP. Taylor Ward finishing strong. He's going to raise that ADP. But just remember, for how long Taylor Ward did nothing. Just remember that. Something to think about going forward. I've mentioned Oswaldo Cabrera. He's been on a roll for the Yankees. Really a guy who was not on anybody's radar to start the year. But here he is. He's making a difference in September. Playing really, really well. And, you know, the rest of the cast of characters are pretty common names. George Springer, Manny Machado, Yordan Alvarez doing what he does. Tristan Casas getting it going here, the rookie. hitting 3 home runs over the last 2 weeks with the 480 OBP. Not getting as much playing time, just a little bit less playing time, but Casas, an exciting player for the Red Sox. Sure.
Always fun when the kids come up and get to play.
That's right.
Been a rough year for the Red Sox fans, I'm sure. So,
oh, when
I'm home happy.
Yeah, boo-hoo. Oh, man, poor Red Sox fans. Wah! I'm not going to feel for your Red Sox fans. You guys have beat the Tigers in 2013. It really sucked, and I'm just not going to feel bad for you. So,
go Tigers.
That's how it goes. Okay. I think that's it. Who cares? Those are the players that are hot. I got to move forward here because I can't spend all day on this. We've got other things to do here, and it's important that we do that. So, what kind of... Brady, do you have any races here as the season wraps up? Are you trying to lock in a position, or is everything pretty much wrapped up for you?
No, yeah. Like I said, I'm trying to limit myself to only a couple leagues. And the closest one is a 50-round draft and hold on an NFBC. I spent most of the year, to be honest with you, like either second or third and kind of by a comfortable margin. And now I'm like, scrapping just for third. There's like 3 other teams that have come up from the middle of the pack. I think right now I was checking just before coming on. I'm in third after a decent night last night. I've got about 4 pitchers going today. So this is probably going to be one of the big deciding factors. We've only got what 5 or 6 games left. So
yep.
I'll try not to watch, to be honest with you. I'll probably just check the box scores before bed or something. I can't do the live game day stuff.
Too intense, too exhausting. I completely understand. You know, you don't want to get too angry. You don't want to get too high, too low, you know?
And you don't know how to express your anger.
I don't. You're right. I usually express it through anger. That's just how I do it. Chad says, I need to check with our resident prospect expert, Benjamin Chase, but this might be the latest. A number one overall prospect has been called up in the season. Okay, whatever. Number one, I would like to maybe debate him being the number one overall prospect, but I'm sure there's a list that you could pull up that would verify that, Chad, so I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to do that. Jamie says, Govey, I'm glad I found Gonsolin on waivers this year. Oh, wow. Good for you. It's a guy for me that I drafted. 2 guys I liked, Patrick Sandoval and Shane McClanahan. Yeah, those are 3 great players to have on your team this year. Good job, Jamie. Way to go. All right. So, I want to give you guys some clips here. I was talking about Brady asking how his leagues were going. And mine, I posted this on Twitter earlier. I got an OC. I'm in first. I'm trying to close that out, win my first OC, which would be great. I'm 5 points ahead. But, you know, it's been very tight all year, up and down. We're nowhere near the overall. We're just trying to win a league. I don't care. I don't care about that. I just want to win the league. And then I got a couple DCs where I'm, you know, scrapping for second and third, hanging in there. Battle of the Podcast, done by Zach Waxman. Shout out to him who ran that. And that's just a random draft champions I did right before the season started, I think. Closer to the season I draft, I usually do better. I don't know why that is. And that's just something I've learned about my drafting. Chad says, MLB.com, number one overall. Okay, there you go. You win, Chad. No problem.
Good source there.
Yeah, Chad knows his stuff. It's true. He loves prospects. He loves Dynasty Baseball. So I'm going to listen to Chad. But then I've got Glarf. Maybe I can finish third. Jenny Butler's like 1.5 ahead of me. That's a very tight one. Glarf is a part of Earth, which is this 150-person regional thing. It's got 10 leagues of 15 teams, players, and it's a who's all kinds of people that you would know from across the landscape.
Scarf, Barf, I think I've heard some of these.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. I'm in Glarf. Great Lakes area.
Great Lakes. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And then the original, of course, is Barf, the Bay Area on the West Coast. Got to give them credit. They deserve it. So Glarf has done pretty well. I don't think we're in first in terms of the best average score. It's very tight, though. And hopefully I can finish third there. It looks like David Donald's going to win Glarf back-to-back years, which good for him. He's a great player, but I am a bit annoyed that somebody else couldn't win this year. I had really good hitting, but the pitching was just not there for me. My hitting was, I think I had the highest hitting number in the league. It's Roto 5x5. But the pitching was not there. So that's how the cookie crumbles, my friend. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Like I said, me and Eric are going to lock down the tag team, which is run by Maddie Davis, Maddie Wood. Shout out to Maddie from FTN, the West Coast brother. And we're really happy about it. Me and Eric, We have dominated that league all season long. We've been in first forever. Last year, we were in first for a big chunk of the year. Then we choked at the end. Not this time. We closed out right. We did what the Royals did, like in 2014 and 15. Lost the World Series in 2014 to the Giants. Madison right. Mad Bum was amazing. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won a truck. Redemption tour run for you and the Royals.
That's right. And much better than the revenge tour that the Michigan Wolverines did in 2017, which was total bullshit because they got murdered by Ohio State, like 62-20. So that's not how we want to end a revenge tour. This is the way it's done, Brady. So I feel really good about that. Me and Eric is a great guy to manage with. It's the only team I co-manage. Brady, have you ever co-managed a team with anyone?
I haven't, and I've heard some other podcasts talk about it before. Obviously, you're talking about it now. It seems like a really good idea, especially for someone like me who feels like, one fab league is enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea.
I never wanted to do it, especially with bigger money. I was like, I want to be in charge, but the way this one's worked out, it's a $500 entry fee for the tag team. So we split it, $250 each, makes it more reasonable. And of course, we'll have to split the winnings too. But if that's your biggest problem, who cares, right?
Yeah, same percentage return, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm not sweating at all. I feel really good about it. And I'm glad that we did it. And we're going to go back. We'll run it back next year. We'll try to go for the sweet repeat like the Pistons did in 1990. So.
That would be awfully nice.
It would be wonderful. I would love that. All right. So anyways, anybody out there who's grinding on your final days, make sure you're in the Discord. It's totally free. The Discord link is at the top of the Twitter handle, 2Ls, 2Zs, Palazzo Podcast.
Utah.
2Ls, 2Zs. Give me two. It's so easy. It's very simple. The Discord link is there, and it should be active. I've triple checked it because, Discord make – I don't know why they like to make their links expire after 7 days. It's stupid. Why is that? Why do they do that? Do you have any idea why they do that?
I have no idea. I know Slack has some similar – expirations on messages as well.
It's a link to a server that exists, though. It's not like a link to a dead area that's going to go away. This will never leave. This is our main server. So I don't understand why it would be a burden.
I got nothing.
We need to drop this as that. I got nothing. That's good. Maybe I'll just take it from the show, Brady. You have your very own drop and live on in perpetuity in the Palazzo Podcast.
Go for it. It would be my honor.
Yeah, I bet it would. By the way, Brady's here if you're just joining us because he donated to the Potapalooza and he won the raffle to be a part of the show. So he's here live with me. He's being a good sport, pretty friendly fella from what I can gather, and we're really glad that he came aboard. It took forever to get this goddamn show going. We talked for like 6 weeks and I just totally blew it. Every time I sat down right here in front of the computer, I was like, I just forgot about it completely. I kept doing that. And not because of who you are, I just had too many things juggling at once. So glad you made it.
I know I canceled on you at least once or twice as well. So not a problem. Oh. And again, happy to be here.
You could have said you could have never said that, and then I just would have gone on believing it was all my fault all the time. So that's very noble of you. Breaking news from Chad, by the way. What is it, Chad? What's the breaking news? Come on. Did you know that we sold out and we now have advertisements? Yeah, we've gone mainstream. We're getting $6. That's right. We've made $6 so far. Can you believe it? What a dream come true. $6. Anyways, I wanted to give you some preparation, some time to be cognizant that a commercial is coming your way. I'm not just going to throw a commercial mid-sentence on you. I wouldn't do that. I respect you, and I know that's annoying. So here's a countdown for the upcoming advertisement from Starbucks or Spectrum, Comcast, Apple, who the hell knows? 3, 2, 1.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Benjamin Chase, today at 3:55 p.m., cannot think of one later than Francisco Alvarez being called up on September 30th of 2022. It's odd, too, because he can't be used in the playoffs without some manipulation. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because he's got to be on the roster for longer?
he wasn't on the 40 man? Is that part of the rules for the playoffs or not?
That's a great question. That is a good question. Chad, fill us in on that. Let us know about the 40-man situation. That could be a way to sneak that in. I know that there's been players who really didn't play in the regular season, and then they played in the playoffs, like Alex Kirilloff a couple years ago for the Twins comes to mind. And Sound Money says, in fact, as of today, no prospect of any kind, he put it in caps, has been called up after September 30th, 2022. Well, no shit. I mean, most seasons end, like, tomorrow. So, yeah, that's it. This is rare because the CBA made the season go a little bit longer than it should. So, of course, we're in well-worn territory. I think you guys are making a bigger deal of this just because it's technicality of a rare thing. But it's not that rare because most seasons start earlier and should be done by tomorrow or today. Anyways, I digress. Who cares? All right. So, I went back to the Palazzo Podcast Bozo Fest opening day stream. It was done the night before. It was a three-hour stream, man. We were on forever. That was a long one, but we had a cavalcade of guests come on, and they wanted to call their shots, you know? They wanted to get on the record before opening day, and that's why I did it, because I love getting other people on the record before the season starts, and I think it's fun, so... I went through and I time-coded a bunch of things I'd like to share with you guys now. So we're going to go through a few of these. Now, I will tell you there's some mistakes, there's some regrets, some things I wish I could have done differently. And in fact, I think I'm going first here because I'm the one who made a mistake when I said something related to Austin Meadows. You remember when Austin Meadows was traded right before the season started, Brady? I think a lot of people were excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there was some reason for optimism for sure, getting out of the trough. Not that Detroit is a great hitting environment, but yeah.
But I mean,
he had not done too well, obviously.
But he's a top 100 guy most years. He wasn't like some.
No, he was definitely a promising up and coming prospect at one point and had shown flashes for sure.
Yes, he had shown flashes. Thank you. So when the Tigers traded for him, it seemed like the Tigers were on the up and up. But that was a long time ago, even though it was only 5 months ago, roughly. Boy, things have really changed. The Tigers have become total, total trash. And we all know that now. In fact, it's old news, really. So, yeah. All right, so this one is me talking about Austin Meadows being traded. Let's see here we go. This is from Opening Day Bozo Fest stream, which you can re-listen to or watch on the YouTube or your preferred podcast platform, where you should be, by the way, 5-star review, Apple Podcasts. If you've never done it before for the show, you can only do it once on Apple. We'd really appreciate that to close out the season. If you haven't done it yet, now's the time. Pretty please. And of course, Spotify too. Just hit the 5 stars. You don't have to write a review. Just give us 5 stars. It's a click of a finger. It takes 1 second. It literally does. Boop, done. It is that fast. All right. Here's me talking about Austin Meadows.
And we're all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than Victor Reyes. There's no argument here. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Matt Goodwin, how much does Meadows' value go up for you now that he's in Detroit?
I like the move for Meadows. I like the move better for the opportunity that it creates in Tampa Bay for Lowe. I'm real excited about what he could do and the opportunity that he's going to get there. So I know that's not.
Yeah, Josh Lowe. Whoa, you're wrong about that one, Matthew Goodwin, by the way. So that was a mistake. Also, I said that Meadows would be definitely an upgrade over Reyes. That's actually not true if you look at the information now, because I mean, Meadows didn't play at all. Victor Reyes has technically outperformed Austin Meadows this season because Meadows just hasn't existed, Brady. That's a fact. Can you believe that?
He never played all year?
He played like 10 games.
Okay, you know. Yeah, I was gonna 12. Yeah, I don't remember what knocked him out, but yeah.
Well, it was there was vertigo that
Achilles?
It was a vertigo, then an Achilles, and then mental health. So I think there's just a lot of bullshit going on there, because if it's vertigo and that's a real thing, there's been players who have lost their careers to that, you know?
Yeah, I didn't realize he was 27 years old, too.
He played in 36 games, 147 plate appearances, Austin Meadows. 0 home runs, 11 RBI, and, I mean, everything else is just, who cares? Victor Reyes completely outperformed Meadows this year because Victor Reyes played more. So just by playing more, he wins because he hit one home run. Victor Reyes hit one home run in 86 games, 313 plate appearances, and so he wins. And boy, it's not by much. If Meadows just could have played at all, he'd probably have outdone Reyes still, but that's not what happened. So, boy, I was wrong. I was totally wrong about that, Brady.
I'm glad there's no clips for me on this 3 hour. I'm not going to be embarrassed, although I obviously had plenty of terrible calls myself.
All right. Well, this next one is from Ty, who's from the Dingers podcast. You ever heard of the Dingers podcast, Brady?
Sounds like a good one.
It is a good one. Shout out to the Dingers, my guys, Robbie Baseball and Ty Childs. Definitely be following them and listen. If you play Dynasty Baseball, Dingers Pod is a must. Those guys know what they're talking about. But unfortunately, in this situation, Garrett Richards comes up. Garrett Richards, who was signed by the Rangers this year, and then Ty decided to open his mouth about Garrett Richards, and I'm not sure that he should have.
You know what I actually like for him end of season? I think he closes and saves the most games on that team.
He could.
On Texas? Yeah. Like, he's got the frisbee, man. Like, that place, right? If you can just come in and throw the hammer, right? And he's never done that. Like, he's never been isolated to that in his career. Like, I love him for that transition this season.
So, he loved Garrett Richards this year. You know what Garrett Richards did this season? Any thoughts on him? Did you even think of Garrett Richards once this year, Brady?
I sure didn't. I certainly wasn't thinking him. I certainly was not speculating him for saves. And it looks like that maybe was a good idea.
Yeah, it absolutely was. Garrett Richards was a guy who pitched, 32 games? He started two games. But that was as an opener, most likely. K per nine of 7.59, not good for a reliever at all. 2.74 walks per nine, not terrible, but not great. And really nothing of value. A 5.27 ERA with a FIP, though, that was 3.47. Looks like maybe he got a little bit unlucky, but there's no flamethrower there. There's nothing to rely on. The frisbee that Ty knows baseball, but I'm not ripping on Ty. It's just funny. I made a mistake, too. Nobody wins them all, Brady.
No, of course not. Yeah, I was going to say, in Ty's defense, it does look like the FIP and XFIP are both under 4. So maybe something's hiding here, but I don't know. Let's see. He's pretty old, too, right? 35 almost. So I don't know what's going to happen next year. Who knows where Garrett Richards will be as well.
So Chad says, Richards had looked rejuvenated as a reliever. He basically looked like Ian Kennedy 2.0. Oh, okay. Chad also says his logic was sound, though. All right, there you go, Ty. See, people are supporting the logic. That's fair. All right. Oh, Matthew Z, give me two one last time. Hell yeah, Matt. I can't feel it. I got your back, man. You deserve that.
Utah, give me two.
There you go, buddy. Matthew, good to see you. Matthew usually is on the Prospects show, so it's great to see Matthew Z pop in. Matthew, don't forget, come back next year. And if you are playing football, if you play Dynasty football, don't leave us, Matthew Z. Stick with us. All right, this next one is from Baseball Pods. Brady, do you know who Baseball Pods is on Twitter?
I don't. I'm out of the loop, clearly.
No, man, you're just learning. These are great learning opportunities for you because Baseball Pods, he'll fill you in. He listens to everything, Fantasy Baseball Pods. So if you don't know it, he'll fill you in. He'll lead you to. He's a great follow because he can do all the legwork for you, and you can just listen.
Oh, that is. I'm gonna follow him after this for sure.
Absolutely. At Baseball Pods, I believe, is the tag on Twitter. He's a great find. Anthony says, "Am I late? No, you're right on schedule, Anthony. Just like you always are, my man." Sound Money says, "Is that better than getting two last times?" One. No, I think that's the same. Some is the same. Sound Money. Where's Kent? Anthony wants to know, where's Kent? Yes, where is Kent? Kent is the resident troll, and we have not seen Kent in a long time. I miss Kent. I hope he's out there. I miss you, Kent. Thinking about you, bud. All right, so next one. This one's about Mickey Moniak, Baseball Pods, talking about Mickey Moniak. I think he might have been right on this one. Mickey Moniak, this is from Anthony Fedora. Is he a starter for the Philadelphia Phillies this season and an over-under ballpark on games played? We'll start with you, Chris, then we'll go around.
No. He's not a starter, and he's going to play 50 games.
There you go. That's it. Beautiful. Baseball Pods knows what he's talking about. That's so funny.
Short and to the point. I like it.
I love it. I mean, Mickey Moniak was. Did you have any Mickey Moniak this year?
I did not. Not a single share.
Yeah, I didn't draft him anywhere. I might have picked him up for a week one time in like super deep dynasty, but that's it. Waste of time. Even though he got traded to Angels now, he's on a new team. Who cares? Doesn't mean anything. Mickey Moniak, you have failed, buddy.
You have failed.
Not your fault, though, Mickey. You just shouldn't have been the number one overall pick. It was a ridiculous call by the Phillies. This next one's from Mr. Dr. Mike Carter, a great follow. He knows relievers. He works at Fantrax, and he does weekly bullpen write-ups. He's the man. But he wanted to chime in on Byron Buxton, which I was asking a lot of people about Byron Buxton because he was the hot topic coming into 2022, and we always know he gets injured. It's something that's pretty common, right? Oh, Byron Buxton can't stay healthy. What a surprise. We all know the truth on that one. So I wanted to see what Mr. Dr. Mike Carter had to say about Byron Buxton. I think the over-under was 105 games. Brady, if I'd asked you this before the season, do you think you would have an opinion?
On if he'd play 105?
Yeah.
Probably would have taken the under, but that seems like the right line.
Oh, I agree. I completely agree. Good call. It was tight. I don't know where I came up with that either. I don't know if I picked it or... I got screen issues here. Oh, God, why, God, why? Sorry, folks, this is happening on the video side of things. My apologies. Anyways, let's see what Mr. Doctor said about Byron Buxton.
Thank you.
Okay, Mike, last thing before you leave. Byron Buxton, over, under, 105 games played.
Oh, that's bullshit. There's no way he's playing 105 games. Not a chance in hell.
Not a chance in hell. Like
see you, boys.
We love you, Mike. See you, Mike. There right. He goes. Bye. He went out on top. He nailed it. Byron Buxton has not gotten over 105 games played, just in case you were keeping score at home. So well done, Mr. Dr. Mike Carter. You absolutely nailed it. That is a victory lap certified. I'm going to certify that approved right now. Congratulations, Mr. Dr. Mike Carter. Woo!
Victory lap certified.
Byron Buxton has played in 92 games with 382 plate appearances. 28 homers, though. That's a lot of homers in that amount of time. That's outstanding. That's amazing. But that's pretty much it. He doesn't even have double-digit steals this year, Brady. That's not what you want from Buxton.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he gets pushed up the draft board for in the spring is the speed. And I didn't even realize this until looking, but 6, 9, 2, those are his last 3 years in steals. Granted, 92 games, 61 games, 39 games. So maybe that 105 line was a little high, but I don't care if he hits 35 home runs almost, if he's going to hit 220 and even if he played 120 games, he cannot steal less than 10 bags when you're taking him wherever he ends up going, which is always a little too early.
Well said. Well said, Brady. Round of applause, though. Mr. Doctor nailed it. I'm so glad. I want to give Mike credit. I love Mike. He's one of the best guys in fantasy. We got a few more of these, and then the show will be over. Chad says, Kent got released, and the podcast signed Bob to a two-way contract. I did not know that. Okay, I love Bob. Some people don't like Bob. Bob's in the Discord, for those of you that don't know. Joe says, I predicted Mickey Moniak to hit 74 home runs this year. Good call. Unrelated, I was not in contention in any of my fantasy baseball leagues. Yeah, that would make sense. You probably failed on that one there.
You have failed.
Anthony says, MJ Govier, I love you like a fat kid loves cake. Glad I found you, and you didn't mark attendance for the whole time I was late. There will be off-season shows to prepare 2023? Question mark. Of course there will. Is this Brady Singer with you? This is not Brady Singer. This is a different Brady, but he's my Brady. I love Brady Singer, and I wrote a song called The Brady Singer Bunch, which I really, really love. But I got to tell you, Brady, you're the newest, most exciting, and coolest Brady in my life now. And a round of applause for you, buddy. Woohoo! Yay!
Thank you, sir.
Remember, Brady is a philanthropist. I mean, he donated. He's a good man. He's known as a philanthropist around the Atlanta area. If you go to Atlanta, you'll hear about Brady and the philanthropic ventures he's working on. Chad says, if the Twins didn't suck, would he have played through the injury? Is a big question mark. I don't think he can play through injury. I just don't think it's possible with him, with Buxton. So, yeah, I think we all agree there. All right, this next one is related to Josh Lowe. I kind of hinted at Josh Lowe a few minutes ago. I think somebody said something stupid about Josh Lowe. Was that Matt Goodwin? Matt Goodwin, I love you. Shout out to you, buddy. That is not a personal attack at all. We all get things wrong, as I said. Nobody take this stuff personally. This is just for fun. If anyone takes this personally, then I guess I screwed up. That's my fault. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm blaming myself, too. I've made tons of mistakes. So it's not personal. Want to be clear on that. This one's related to Josh Lowe and what happened with him. Something did happen.
Graham, Josh Lowe, is he just a guy or not?
It's the Rays. If Josh Lowe was in a different organization, I'd be all about it. But, I mean, he might be – no one there's going to be fourth outfielder, right? Like, they have a bunch of, like, twos and threes outfielders. So I think if you approach it from a more conservative standpoint of, like, you'll get, like, 450 at-bats. I know he used to have, like, split issues. I don't know if that still manifested himself. Like, the triple slash last year at AAA was insane.
There you go. That's Graham, my friend from Canada, my Canadian pal. I haven't talked to Graham in forever. I hope he's doing well because that was spot on. Josh Lowe was a total bust this year. I know people, I've talked about this on the show before, my main event. Somebody spent $555 on Josh Lowe in Fab in week two or three, and nothing, Brady, just nothing returned on that one.
Yeah, I remember that week. He was one of the big, basically everyone advised you go get him. And I get it, the upside. But, 33% strikeout rate. Just not much there.
Not good. Not good. And then, do you know who Greg Jewett is? Have you heard of Reliever Recon?
I have heard of Reliever Recon, yes.
Ooh, all right. There we go. We got a winner. My man. Greg Jewett runs Reliever Recon. He's really, really good at that. He's a master. I'm a patron of Reliever Recon, $5 a month, and it's been worth it all season long. So he came on the show back during the initial opening day Eve Bozo Fest, and he had to do some reality checks for some of you guys and your closer stuff. And he had this to say, because remember, Taylor Rogers is a Brewer now. But Taylor Rogers was traded from the Twins to the Padres, and that was a big deal. It happened right on that night before the opening day started, and Taylor Rogers became a closer who did get about like 27 saves for the Padres. He got a lot of saves. That's true. So let's see what Mr. Jewett had to say about this situation.
We need to ask Greg, when if Taylor Rogers goes to San Diego, what's happening in San Diego, Minnesota? Come on. It's the only reason I came.
San Diego, we'd have to wait and see. But I mean, if they're going after Rogers that hard, he's got to be getting leverage in him. So whether he's sharing it with Suarez or he's going there to be the primary guy. I mean, they were willing to have Pomeranz do that a while back, but he couldn't stay healthy. So we'll have to see how that shakes out. I don't know that'll get consummated. I think Minnesota will get cold feet. Do they really want Chris Paddock for Taylor Rogers? To me, that just doesn't make sense.
Well, Greg, that's exactly what happened. They made that trade right after you said that, basically. So I'm not blaming you for that, but you did – you know, you mixed in the Suarez, you talked about Pomeranz, but Taylor Rogers ended up being, for a while, not now, but he was a solid closer for the Padres, and some people wrote him for the 27 or 28 saves he got this season.
Yeah, in my experiences, Taylor Rogers definitely not one of those closers you want to watch save a game for your fantasy team. I mean, when he's on, but he seems to have an epic blow up. Blown save here and there for sure, but I don't know. he may be a little unlucky this year too. All his expected stats, his FIP, are at least a run lower than his actual ERA. So,
oh, good call. Look at Brady's dropping dimes. I love it. Anthony says, "Where does Drew Rasmussen rank in 2023?" I don't have the answer to that. I'm not ranking people in 2023 right now. I'm just not doing it. I'm not doing a mock draft too early like In This League guys are doing. Shout out to those guys. I love In This League. They know that. They're my guys. But I saw them post today. They're doing way too early 2023 mock draft. That's fun. And that's not just what I want to do right now. Sorry, Anthony. I still love you, though. Bozo Fest, that was awesome. I hope you do it again. It's going to be a yearly thing now. Of course it is. We're going to have even more guests on. Who would have thought Nate Lowe would have had more hits, doubles, and triples, runs, RBIs, homers, and steals than Brandon and Josh combined? Wow, that is a hell of a stat. That is wild, Brady, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think surprisingly Nate Lowe is killing lefties. Whereas a left-handed hitter, right, you'd expect him to struggle. And I think he had struggled previously in his career. So, yeah, I've had Brandon Lowe on one team. It has not been great.
He's hit 9 home runs versus lefties this year. That's pretty good. That's really good. And he's hit 340 against lefties this year. Damn, yeah. Nathaniel Lowe. Yeah, you're right about that, Brady. You nailed it.
Might be a blip, but certainly something to watch for early on next year as well.
There's been a lot. There's a lot of guys you start looking around splits. Don't just assume the standard classic, hey, a lefty can't hit a lefty. It does happen, right? But there's a lot of guys this year. Corey Seager comes to mind. Matt Olson. There's guys who hit lefties better than you would think, even though they're left-handed hitters. So that's a good call, Brady. All right, a couple more and then we're leaving. I promise, Brady, we keep this about an hour or so. Terrence and Phillip is from Canada, says Anthony. Don't call me buddy guy. Okay, don't call me buddy guy. All right, yes, I apologize for that. Terrence and Phillip. I haven't got a Terrence and Phillip reference in a long time. I got to tell you, that's a fresh one. Let's hear what Baseball Pods had to say about the American League Rookie of the Year race.
I don't know. Rookie of the Year in the AL, is it Julio or Bobby Witt or Torque or someone else?
I got to go with my man Julio. I got him on all my fantasy and dynasty teams, and he's a joy to watch. And I think this is going to be a great year for rookies, and I think that's going to be fun. So I just love watching the guy play baseball. He plays it with this pure joy that just reminds you of when you were a kid. So I'll take him.
Great call, Baseball Pod. You nailed that one. Well done. Because there's no doubt Julio Rodriguez is now going to be a first-round pick next year. He has become a stud, and he's surpassed Bobby Witt even, hasn't he?
Yeah, I was going to say Bobby Witt would have been an awfully good pick at that time as well. He's been pretty steady all year. But, yeah, Julio kind of exploded onto the scene a la Acuña. That's all I kept thinking about this year every time I saw him hit a home run.
Oh, really? Wow, that's a great comp. I like that. Julio is a guy I didn't have a single share this year. I'm so bummed I missed out on this journey, this epic run. It makes me sad. I felt like I missed out on something really unique. But it's a lesson to take a risk on a rookie like that, a guy who's so good, who's knocking on the door. Jared Kelnick, I think, it threw a lot of people off because Jared Kelnick has been so bad. Even though Jared Kelnick's heating up right now, he's hitting double dongs. So people are going to jump on the bandwagon again, Brady. But
I'm sure they will. Yeah, you kind of never know. These guys typically go. You have to take them too early anyway. So yeah, I'm with you though. I didn't get Julio anywhere.
Here's pitcher list. Nick Pollock, very popular person, runs pitcher list. Is pitcher list. Here's him talking about Jesus Luzardo versus Mitch Keller coming into the season. Who would you rather have, Mitch Keller or Jesus Luzardo?
Keller or Jesus Luzardo? I'm going to go back to you, Nick. You are, you know, the pitching guru. Doesn't matter what kind of camera you have. I still trust your pitching opinion.
Good. Camera that, jokes that's were how there. It should be. Yeah. Does not matter. No, I'm a Jesus Luzardo guy. He's throwing harder, and he's throwing just as hard as Mitch Keller with a better secondary pitch in his curveball. Threw 48%.
Is this not even close, is it?
Away. Yeah. I mean, Mitch Keller, to me, isn't good enough yet. I know there's talk today or in the mining of the news about his sweeper slider, but the results have been bad across both breaking balls so far.
I couldn't agree more. Jesus Luzardo was my most drafted pitcher. It sucks that Jesus got hurt in May. That put a damper on his season, but he was still able to come back and provide a late season push here. But I still think it was a no-brainer between Luzardo and Keller, right, Brady?
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, Keller seems to be like a decent I feel like his name comes up a lot throughout the year for like streaming options or decent matchups. He seems to have, I mean, it hasn't been terrible this year, but yeah, obviously Luzardo, a lot more upside in that arm.
Hell yeah, absolutely. And finally, of course, I got to shit on myself some more because it wouldn't be fair for me to call other people out and then not shit on me because, boy, I really blew it on this one. I don't know how I got sucked into this, Brady. I'll explain it here. I never was a guy for this guy, but it's time for me to explain myself thoroughly and just listen to my own words back on Bozo Fest, opening day Eve. I had this to say about one, Javi Baez.
Was not a fan of Javi Baez, but now that he's here in Detroit, I've really warmed up to him, and I'm actually really excited to see what he can do for this lineup and for the city itself, like bring the energy that he brings to a game. And this is from a guy who was not the biggest Javi Baez fan before the Tigers signed.
Go Tigers.
So that's my two cents on that.
You have failed.
Good God. What was I doing? How did I get sucked into that? God, what a nightmare. Oh, it's so bad. I'm so embarrassed, but it's true.
You were all in. You're just ready to go. Tiger season looking good.
But I was.
Another guy who's finishing strong, right?
That is true. That is true.
Seems to be coming on. I mean, classic, maybe beating up on September pitching, but I don't know.
I appreciate you saying that, Brady. That's very kind of you to lift me up in such a
It's a harsh reality. I totally blew it. I said it in the clip. I wasn't a Baez guy ever, but I dove in on him in the main event and some big leagues early. That was a huge bummer. Huge bummer. Anthony says, did I miss the Aaron Judge preseason MJ Govier calling him breaking Maris's record? No, I don't think that one had. Chad says, it sounds so much worse when you had to pretense it with because he is in Detroit. Yeah, that does sound really, really bad.
Go Tigers.
Good God, what was I thinking?
Genius, genius, genius.
Yeah, it was a moron. I'm a moron. It was a moronic call, and I'm a moron for that one. But that's okay. It's just one of them.
Whatever, motherfucker.
Things happen. It's no big deal. I'm going to move on from that. So, yeah, there it is. There's some calls from the opening day Bozo Fest that people made. Some were good. Some were bad. Some didn't go the way that you would think they would go. Man, I got so many more of these. But we're going to leave it here. We've had a great show. It's been a lot of fun. Brady has been a great, great guest today, and I've been really enjoying doing the show with you, Brady. I hope you had a good time, and I hope it was worth it, because this is what it's all about. You get to meet new people, and we talk baseball. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, thanks so much again for the opportunity. Shout out to you for offering this up as a prize in Fatherpalooza. So thanks again to you, to Justin, and everyone else for putting up with me.
Hey, shout out to me. Shout. That's for me. All right, I never get a shout out. I always do the shout outs. Thank you, Brady. You've not been a burden at all. It's been a pleasure. Everybody in the live chat, you guys rule. Let's go back to Discord. We'll keep this conversation going all weekend long. Football's coming up too. I might try to do a football show before Sunday. I should probably squeeze something in. I'm definitely writing up the full article for NFL tonight on the Patreon. Full game-by-game breakdown, analysis, players I like, contrarian plays. I'll be doing it all. So if you want to get involved in that, it starts for as little as three bones. You can find that link at the top of the Palazzo Podcast Twitter handle, 2 L's and 2 Z's. One more time. There it is.
Utah.
Thank you so much.
Give me two.
Everyone, thank you to Brady. Palazzo Podcast signing off. It's now time to hand it over to Russell Crowe. This is the official podcast of fantasy baseball, and Russell Crowe is the master of ceremonies.
Right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you, and I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action. But we must bring him right up beside us before we spring this trap. That will test our nerve. And discipline will count just as much as courage. The Acheron is a tough nut to crack. More than twice our guns, more than twice our numbers. And they will sell their lives dearly. They mean to take us as a prize. And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home. This ship is England. So it's every hand to his rope or gun, quick's the word and sharp's the action. After all, surprise is on our side.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.